Sabre tonight. I greet you tonight in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. What a beautiful Sunday. The time is 6:07 on our daily show that is called Time to Meditate. I welcome each and every one who have just tuned in now. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome, and we are going to be blessed tonight. My name is Pastor John. Steam this show called Time to Meditate. In other words, is we look at the mirror, and as we look at the mirror, we look at the mirror and we correct on whatever that we think that it was not good, we didn't do it right. That is the name of this show that is called Time to Meditate. What a beautiful Sunday. We normally we start this show by prayer, and I'm going to pray. We're going to pray with the song that saying, Father, by Don Moon. And I believe that the Heavenly Father will help us. I believe that God who is in heaven, He is listening to us. God who knows our heart. God who created us, He knows us, and I believe that our life will never be the same. We are praying with this song. We're praying for this show. We are going to be with us tonight. It is a beautiful night, and we believe, we thank God for everything that is doing in our life. It is awesome. It is awesome, and I believe that your life will never be the same again. With this song, we will be praying. The song is saying, Our Father who art in heaven, I pray. Just enjoy the song. As the song continues, we'll pray.
We are your children, and we've gathered here today. Hear our cry, Lord, we need your mercy, and we need your grace today, yes we do. Hear us as we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hear us from heaven, forgive our sins. Hear our song as it rises to heaven. May your glory fill the earth as the waters cover the sea. See our heart and remove anything that is standing in the way.
We pray tonight, we have gathered here, as it is time to meditate. I believe, I pray for each and everyone. I pray for everyone who have just tuned in, who is still going to tune in, and maybe after the show or even tomorrow or even next year. Bless him, Lord, and bless us tonight as we are going to meditate, as we meditate, as we'll be talking about prayer. What is prayer? I pray for each and every one who have just tuned in now. I'm saying, Lord, bless them and be with them. Restore their heart in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Wonderful Lord, you are the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, daddy, I thank you tonight because you are the Lord and you have been God. You will continue to be God today and forevermore. Father, in Jesus' name, in the wonderful name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Thank you, mighty God. Amen.
Time to meditate, Mama Bolo, 6 to 9 p.m. Time to meet with your Mama Bolo, 6 to 9 p.m. Whipping my glass for the night, my joy comes in the morning with Pastor Patrick Mundebele, 8 to 9 a.m. Different colors, one people with Pastor Nathan Kurupero Malachi, 9 to 12 a.m. Streets Healing and Talk with Samuel Malapani, 3 to 6 p.m.
We have prayed. We have invited God to be with us tonight as we will be talking about what is prayer, the importance of prayer. What kind of prayer will God hear? Now we are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. Our details are as follows. You can chat to me in the studio tonight on the following number, 083-289-4658, 083-289-4658. That is our WhatsApp number that you can WhatsApp us, 083-289-4658, or you can Skype us on BTGM Radio, or you can send us email the radio at bythegrace.org, or you can call us on 083-289-4658 or 073-269-2731, or you can send us email at radio at bythegrace.org, or you can chat to us on the website www.radio.bythegrace.org. There is a chat box on the right hand side. you can click that chat box, then you can be able to chat with us. And we believe that God is going to help you. We believe that God is going to restore your heart. My name is John Mamawolo. We continue to meditate. Tonight, as I told you, that we are going to talk about prayer. What is prayer? And we'll be talking about the importance of prayer. Why we should pray. And the principle of prayer. What kind of prayer will God hear? What kind of prayer will not God will not hear? What is the prayer that God would hear? What is it? So it's gonna be awesome. The song that is playing in the background is called "I Give You My Heart, I Give You My Soul" by Don Moon. He's saying, "Lord, I give you my heart." By Michael W. Smith. He's saying, "Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul." So we are by the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. Now, we remember when we start the show, we give you the scriptures that we will be talking about as we continue to meditate. And I believe that your life will never be the same again. I believe that God will restore your heart. I believe that God will provide you whatever that you want, whatever question that you may have. I believe that God is going to provide you. Now, let's just do this as we continue. Let me just play this song by Masingita as we are preparing something. It's gonna be awesome. It's saying Masingita, and then enjoy the song as we fix something.
Shayana, 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 Shay
Masingita, Masingita, Masingita. Yeah, so as I told you that we were playing the song as we were doing fixing something, we are back, we continue. I tell you that tonight we are speaking under the title, What is Prayer? We're speaking under the title, What is Prayer? The importance of prayer. That is what we are discussing about tonight. It's gonna be awesome. What is prayer? What do you understand about prayer? What kind of prayer is pleasing God? What kind of prayer does not please God? Now, I believe that as we continue, our life will never be the same again. We are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it take for a soul. Now, I'm going to give you the scripture that we are going to use, but we will be talking about a lot of verses, a lot of scriptures. Now, we're talking about what is prayer. Now, whoever who have listened to me now, I just want to ask you this question. What is prayer? How do you understand the word prayer? Because I realized that we somehow not understanding the word prayer, we somehow end up being misinterpreting it. We somehow expecting something. When we don't get it, we somehow starting to give up, thinking that meaning my prayer is not heard. Can't we forget that there are principles that need to follow when it comes to the issue of prayer? Wherever that you are, wherever that you may be, I just want to say this word to you. That is, we are going to talk about prayer. What kind of prayer that pleases God? But we will read our main scripture, or the scripture that we are using tonight. We will read in the book of Job chapter 8, verse number 1. Then we will continue. There are a lot of verses that we are going to read tonight. There are a lot of referral scripture that we are going to read, as we will be talking about what is prayer, the importance of prayer. We are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Now, open with me in the book of Job chapter 8, verse number 5. It read as follows. But now, look to your God and pray to the Almighty. But now, look to your God and pray to the Almighty. Look to your God and pray to the All-Powerful. That is in English Revised Version. Remember, we're talking about prayer. It's saying that, let me repeat what I said. It's saying, but now, look to God and pray to the All-Powerful. But now, look to God and pray to the All-Powerful. That's what we are talking about. We're talking about prayer. Now, we just read, we're reading about Job. When Job was saying that we should look unto God and pray to the All-Powerful God. And pray to the All-Powerful God. Now, when you read it in Good News, alright, when you read it in Good News, let me read it in Good News so that you can understand what it is. But turn now and plead with Almighty God. Turn now and plead with Almighty God. Whereas in English Revised Version, it talks about prayer. In Amplified, it said, if you will seek God diligently, then make your supplication to the Almighty. Now, when you turn to God, you turn to God with prayer. Alright? You turn to God with prayer. Now, because when you read in Job chapter 11, verse number 13, it says, prepare your heart to serve only God. Lift your arms and pray to Him. You lift your arms and you pray to Him. Look to God and pray to the Almighty. But you lift your eyes, you lift your hands, you pray to God. That's what we are talking about tonight. Now, we are going to talk about prayer. Now, what is prayer? What is prayer? Now, I'm going to read. Is converse with God. The intercourse of the soul with God. Not in compensation or meditation, but in direct address to Him. Prayer may be oral or mental, occasionally or content, ejaculatory or formal. It is a pleasing the Lord. Okay? Now, you can read Exodus chapter 32, verse number 11. It said, but Moses begged the Lord his God, Lord, don't let your anger destroy your people. You brought them out of Egypt with your great power and strength. Okay? Let me repeat. Prayer is converse with God, the intercourse of the soul with God, not in compensation or meditation, but in direct address to Him. Prayer may be oral or mental, occasionally or constant, ejaculatory or formal. It is a beseeching the Lord. Beseeching the Lord. Where we read in Exodus chapter 32, verse number 1. The prayer is intercourse of the soul with God. The prayer is conversation with God. The prayer is when, meaning is a conversation. When we pray, we conversate with God. When we pray, we talk to God. When we pray, we do what we call an intercourse of the soul with God, meaning we do the exchange. That is a prayer. Meaning that is why when Moses said to the Lord, as I told you that when you read in the book of Exodus, he said, but Moses begged the Lord his God, Lord, don't let your anger destroy your people. You brought them out of Egypt with your great power and strength. Okay. Now, let me read in basic Bible English. It says, but Moses made prayer to God, saying, Lord, why is your wrath burning against the people whom you took out of the land of Egypt with great power and with the strength of your hand? That is what Moses said. Moses prayed to the Lord. He said, and Moses prayed before the Lord and said, wherefore, O Lord, and thou very angry with thy people, whom thou broughtest out of the land of Egypt with great strength and with thy high hand. Moses prayed to the Lord. Now, Remember, we are talking under the message that is saying, what is prayer? Now, in other words, the prayer is, as I told you, that we read in the book Exodus 32 verse 11, but we first read Job chapter 8 verse number 5, where I will look to God and pray to the all powerful. That's what it said. But now look to God and pray to the all powerful. That is what it is saying. Now, we read, we said, is converse with God, the interior of the soul. Let me repeat what I said. I'm gonna repeat what I said and what it's saying. It's saying, it is converse with God, the intercourse of the soul with God, not in contemplation or meditation, but indirect address to Him. Prayer may be oral or mental, occasionally or content, ejaculatory or formal. It is a blessing the Lord. Okay? Now, that is what prayer is. That is what prayer is. And I believe that as we continue to meditate, Heavenly Father, God of heaven, God who created heaven and earth, God who created you, is going to help as we continue to meditate, as we talking about prayer. What is prayer? What are the which prayer will God hear? That is what we talking about tonight, and I believe that your life will never be the same again. I believe that there are things that we will learn. I believe there are things that as we meditate, we're gonna look into and see if we were doing it right. Because the prayer, it's you pour whatever that you think it's bothering you. It's like you prayer is we speak to God. Okay? We speak to God. Now remember, Moses prayed to God and he said to God, he was pleading to God, and he said to him, I beg you, don't let your anger destroy your people. That is what David said. I mean, that is what Moses said as he was praying to God, as he prayed to God. Now, when you read in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 9 verse 18 and 20, it said, then I bow down before the Lord with my face to the ground for 40 days and 40 nights, as I did before. I did not eat any food or drink any water. I did this because of you had sinned so badly. You did the thing that is evil to the Lord, and you made him angry. I was afraid of the Lord's terrible anger. He made him angry. He was angry enough to destroy you, but the Lord listened to me again. The Lord was very angry with Aaron, enough to destroy him. So I also prayed for Aaron at that time. Okay? At that time. Now, prayer is the intercourse of the soul with God. Now, they it doesn't matter where are you doing it. It doesn't matter if you're doing it in your house, or you're doing it in your car, or you're doing it in the bathroom, or you're doing it in the street, or you're doing it wherever that you want to do. But prayer it's a conversation that you make. When you pray, you are talking to God. You pour your heart to God. Now, when that is why the Bible says that Moses prayed. Now, when you go to again on Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 26 to 29, it says, I prayed to the Lord. I said, Lord, don't destroy your people. They belong to you. You fed them and brought them out of Egypt with your power and strength. With your power and strength. Okay. Let's just do this. Let's just do this. Mighty man of war.
Bow down and worship you.
Time to meditate, John Mamabolo, 6 to 9 p.m. By the grace of Jesus. Your Nigeria Gospel Band Winning Soul Campaign. By the grace of Radio Yona, that bring hope to the heart and the soul to the people, just for a soul. Our particular multa galinla internet love www.radio by the grace of God. Our radio and by the grace of God. Our church number 073-269-2731. Our particular WhatsApp we are in 083-289-4658.
Yeah, so I told you that we are by the grace radio station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. You can interact with me in the studio 03-289-4658. It's our WhatsApp number 03-289-4658. Or you can go to Skype, you say BTGM Radio. Or you can send us SMS on the very same number 03-289-4658. Or you can send us email at radio at by the grace the rock. Or you can chat to us on our website, www.radio.bythegracetherock. There's a chat box there. You can chat to us. I am John Mamabolo. I'm hosting the show, a daily show called Time to Meditate, from 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock. At the time is 6:49. As we meditate, we're talking about what is prayer. What kind of prayer will God hear? The principle of prayer, that's what we're talking about. And I just told you that prayer is converse with God, the intercourse of the soul with God, not in confrontation or meditation, but in direct address. Prayer must be oral or mental. Like you direct something to Him, indirect, or by indirect. You direct something to God when you speak to God, you're asking God. Okay? It may be in a form of a constant or occasionally or ejaculatory or formal. That's what it said. It may be in those. Now, I gave you the scripture, which is Exodus 32, verse 11. Now, where we read about when Moses was praying to God, he have asked God, he said, God, You must not be anger. Meaning prayer is when you ask, you're asking, you're pleading. Okay, you plead. That's what we call prayer. You plead, you ask, you pour your heart to Him. Now we read Deuteronomy 9:18-20. It shows that Moses went to the mountain 40 days 40 nights as he was praying there, asking God to forgive the Israelites, asking God to forgive them. Now we read in the book of, now we go into Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 26-29. It said, I prayed to the Lord. I said, Lord God, don't destroy your people. They belong to you. You fed them and brought them out of Egypt with your great power and strength. Remember your promise to your servant Abraham, Isaac and Jacob. Forget how stubborn these people are. Don't look at their evil ways or their sins. If you punish your people, the Egyptian may say, the Lord was not able to take His people in the promised land that He promised them, and He hated them, so He took them into the desert to kill them. But they are your people, Lord. They belong to you. You brought them out of Egypt with your great power and strength. Now, when you read Psalm 106:23. Remember I told you the prayer is intercourse of a soul with God. The prayer is conversation with God. Like you conversate with God. Okay? You conversate with God. It doesn't matter where will you be when you do that. It doesn't matter if you do it in a soft way or in but the important thing, the prayer is when you pour your heart to God, when you talk to God. Now we are reading Psalm 106:23. Said God wanted to destroy people, but Moses, the leader he chose, stood in the way. God was very angry, but Moses begged him to stop, so God did not destroy them. Now the prayer is you beg. Okay? When you beg something, when you beg God to do something. Okay? When you beg God to do something. Now that is what prayer is. That is what prayer is. So I believe that God of Israel, God who created heaven and earth, will always be with you wherever that you are, as we continue to meditate, as we continue to talk about prayer. That's what we are talking about tonight, and I believe that your life will never be the same again as we continue. Now it's saying pouring out the soul before the Lord, that is prayer. Now when we go to 1 Samuel 1:15, it read as follows. Hannah answered, "Say, I have not drunk any wine or beer. I'm deeply troubled, and I was telling the Lord about all my problem. I was telling the Lord all my problem." Okay, now where we read here, we are reading in the book of 1 Samuel 1, as we are explaining that the prayer, I said, is converse with God, the intercourse of the soul with God, not in contemplation or meditation, but indirect address to Him. Prayer must be oral or mental, occasionally or constant, ejaculatory or formal. It is a blessing. Be searching the Lord, which is Exodus 32:11, and Exodus 32:11, Deuteronomy 9:18-20, Deuteronomy 9:26-29, Psalm 106:23. All right. And then now we will continue. We said pouring out the soul before the Lord, like when you pour your soul before the Lord, when you pour your soul before the Lord, it is prayer. Now I gave you the scripture, which is in the book of 1 Samuel 1:15, that is saying that Hannah answered, "Say, I have not drunk any wine or beer. I'm deeply troubled, and I was telling the Lord about all my problem." In other words, prayer, we are pouring your problems to God. You are pouring your troubles that you are having to God. You are telling Him. You are pleading to Him. You are crying to Him. Because when you read the book of 1 Samuel chapter 1, now let me start from verse number 1 so you can understand. The Bible says there was a man named Elkanah from the Sub family who lived in Ramah in the hill country of Ephraim. Elkanah was the son of Joab, the son of Elihu, the son of Tehu, the son of Zupt, from the tribe of Ephraim. Elkanah had two wives. One wife was named Hannah, and the other wife was named Penina. Penina had children, but Hannah did not. Every year, Elkanah left his town of Ramah and went up to Shiloh. He worshipped the Lord All-Powerful at Shiloh and offered sacrifice to the Lord there. Shiloh was where Eli's son Hophni and Phinehas served as priest of the Lord. Whenever Elkanah offered his sacrifice, he always gave one share of the food to his wife Penina and a share of the food to each of Penina's children. Elkanah always gave equal share to the food of Hannah. He did this because he loved her very much, even though the Lord had not let Hannah have any children. Penina always upset Hannah and made her feel bad because the Lord had not made her able to have children. This happened every year when their family went to the Lord's house at Shiloh. Penina would upset Hannah so much that she should begin to cry and would not eat anything. One year when this happened. Number 8. Her husband Elkanah said to her, "Hannah, why are you crying? Why wouldn't you eat? Why are you so sad? You have me. Isn't that better than having even 10 sons? And after eating and drinking, Hannah quietly got up and went to prayer and prayed to the Lord. Eli the priest was sitting on a chair near the door of the Lord's holy building. Hannah was so sad that she cried the whole time she was praying to the Lord. She made a special promise to God and said, 'Lord, all powerful, you can see how sad I am. Remember me. Don't forget me. If you will give me a son, I will give him to you. He will be yours his whole life. And as a Nazarite, he will not drink wine or strong drink, and no one will ever cut him his hair.'" Hannah prayed to the Lord a long time. Eli was washing her mouth while she was praying. Hannah was praying in her heart. Her lips were moving, but since she did not say the word out loud, Eli thought she was drunk. He said to her, "You have had too much of drink. It is time to put away the wine." Hannah answered, "Say, I have not drunk any wine or beer. I'm deeply troubled, and I was telling the Lord about all my problem. Don't think I am a bad woman. I have been praying so long because I have so many troubles. I am very sad." Okay? "I am very sad." That's what we are talking about, prayer. Now, we're just reading about Hannah. The Bible tells us that she poured her problem to God. She told God all her problem. She cried to the Lord until Eli thought that she is drunk. But she was not talking. Her mouth was just, she was not, you couldn't hear a voice, but her mouth was talking, but her lips were moving. Alright, her lips were moving, but she did not say any word. But inside her heart, she was praying. That is why I'm saying a prayer is intercourse of the soul with God, is a conversation that we have with our God. Now we continue praying and crying to heaven. Okay, we're praying and crying to heaven. Praying and crying to heaven. Praying and crying to heaven. That is what prayer is. Praying and crying to heaven. 2 Chronicles 32 verse 20, it reads as follows. Hezekiah the king and the prophet Isaiah son of Amos prayed about this problem. They prayed very loud to heaven. Okay. Now, when you have a problem, okay, Hannah had a problem, but the Bible tells us that she prayed to the Lord until Eli thought that she's drunk because her lips were moving, but she was not taking a word. In other words, she was having an intercourse with the Spirit, with God. Okay. They were exchanging. Like whatever what he was doing, she was talking with God. Okay? Talking with God. Speaking and praying to the Lord. Because as I told you, we read in 2 Corinthians 32:20, it says, Hezekiah the king and the prophet Isaiah son of Amos prayed about this prayer. They prayed very loud to heaven. Then the Lord sent an angel to the king of Assyria camp. That angel, now. When Hezekiah, the king, and the prophet Isaiah prayed. Now, Hezekiah the king and the prophet of God, they prayed to the Lord. They prayed to the Lord that may God help them as their nation was in a deep problem. Okay, like prayer is you conversate with God, or you talk with God. Because when you read in the book of 2 Kings chapter 19 verse 14 to 19, it said Hezekiah received the letter from the messenger and read them. Then he went up to the Lord's temple and said, and laid the letter out in front of the Lord. Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, Lord God of Israel, you sit as king above the cherub angel. You alone are the God who rule all the kings on earth. You made heaven and earth. Lord, please listen to me. Lord, open your eyes and look at this message. Hear the word that Sennacherib sent to insult the living God. It is true, Lord, the king of Assyria did destroy all those nations. They did throw the gods of those nations into the fire, but they were not real gods. They were only wood and stone, statues that people made. This is why the king of Assyria could destroy them. But you are the Lord our God, so please save us from the king of Assyria. Then all the other nations will know that you, Lord, are the only God. You are the only God. Isaiah 37 verse 1, it says, when King Hezekiah listened to their message, He tore his clothes to show he was upset. Then he put on a sandals and went to the Lord's temple. To do what? To pray. On the very same chapter we read 14 and 20 said, Hezekiah received the letter from the messenger and read them. Then he went up to the Lord's temple and laid the letter out. Okay, that is what we already read. Is the same as we already read that. Second Chronicles 14:11 it said, Asa called out to the Lord his God and said, Lord, only you can help weak people against those who are strong. Help us, Lord our God, we depend on you. We fight against this large army in your name. Lord, you are God, don't let anyone defeat you. Don't let anyone defeat you. Alright, you will read 2 Chronicles 26:12. And you can read Psalm 50 verse 15. God say, call me when troubles comes, I will help you and you will honor me. When troubles comes, call me. Meaning when the reason why we pray, we pour our heart to him. When we are troubled, when we pray, we are speaking to him. Because he's the God who can hear you when you pray. He's the only God who is able to answer you in whatever prayer that you may. In whatever prayer that you may. So because God is it good, and he will always be good. And we are but the greatest radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. It is 9:07. We are still meditating, talking about prayer. What is prayer? What is prayer? And now we continuing. It's saying that praying and crying to heaven. Like I gave you the scriptures. Now we go to seeking unto God and making supplication, which is Job 8 verse number 5. It says, but now look to God and pray to the all-powerful. That's the main scripture that I gave you that we opened. And we go to drawing near to God, which is in Psalm 73:28. It's saying, as for me, all I need is to be close to God. I have made the Lord God my place of safety, and God I will tell about all that you have done. As for me, all I need is As for me, all I need is to be close to God. Okay? As for me, all I need is to be close to God. I have made the Lord God my place of safety. Alright. Psalm 65 verse 4 it says, oh, how wonderful it is to be people who chose to come and stay in your temple. And we are happy to have the wonderful thing that are in your temple, you Holy God. Okay? You, Holy God. Now, let's continue. Bowing the knees. Now, when you prayer, it draw us near to God. Prayer, it draw us near to God. Alright? It's saying, prayer, we bowing the knees, which is Ephesians 3:14, it says, so I bow in prayer before the Father. Every family in heaven and on earth get it through name from him. I bow in prayer before the Father. I bow in prayer before the Father. All right, let's just play the song Favor.
I smell favor. Favor shall follow me everywhere I go. Money shall follow me everywhere I go. Miracle jobs shall follow me everywhere I go. Cause I am favored. Cause I am favored. Favor shall follow me. Follow me.
Time to meditate.
Six to nine p.m.
By the grace
of transformation.
My God is good.
Greetings in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I welcome you to By the Grace Internet Radio Station, the station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people, just for a soul, whatever it takes for a soul. We love you and we appreciate your listening. Stay blessed. Amen.
Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it
sing out.
Let it rain. Let it rain. Open up the gates of heaven.
Distant shores rejoice, clouds and thick darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him and consumes his foes on every side. His lightning lights up the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord. Before the Lord of all the earth, the heavens proclaim his righteousness, and all peoples will see his glory. Oh, we want to see your
could open the floodgate of heaven, but it should rain into your heart. We are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. You are with me, Pastor John Mamawolo, as we are meditating. The time is 7:25. We are talking about what is prayer. That is what we are talking about tonight. I believe that Heavenly Father will help us. Now, we continuing. I believe that Heavenly Father will help us as we continue, as we're talking about prayer. Now we are going to Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 16 and 19. It said, I always pray to the great and glorious Father, the God. I may repeat it. It's saying, I always pray to the great and glorious Father, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that He will give you the Spirit who will let you trust God and help you understand them so that you will know Him better. I pray that God will open your mind to see Him, His truth. Then you will know the hope that He has chosen us to have. You will know that the blessing God has promised His holy people are rich and glorious. And you will know that God's power is very great for us who believe. It is the same as the mighty God. Alright, so remember, prayer is bowing down. I was reading on the part that is saying bowing down, bowing the knees. Like when you bow down the knees, according to Ephesians chapter 3:14, meaning, so I beg in prayer before the Lord. And I read Ephesians 1:16 and 19. Now I will read 1 Kings 8:25-54. It's saying, when Solomon prayed this prayer to the Lord, he was on his knee in front of the God's altar, and his arms were raised towards heaven. When he finished praying, he stood up. Okay, when Solomon was praying. Now we go to 1 Kings 19:18. I still have 7,000 people in Israel who have never bowed down to Baal or kissed the idols. Okay. Second Chronicles chapter 6, verse number 13. Second Chronicles chapter 6. Verse number 13. Now, Solomon had made a bronze platform 7.5 feet long, 7.5 feet wide, and 4.5 feet high, and had placed it at the center of the temple outer courtyard. He stood on the platform, and then he kneeled in front of the entire community of Israel and lifted his hands towards heaven. Okay, he lifted his hands towards heaven. We are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Whatever it takes for the soul, you are with me, myself and I, Pastor John Mamawolo. As we continue to meditate, you can interact with me on 03-289-4658. 03-289-4658. That's a number that you can interact with. Now we continue. Ezra 9:5, it said, then when it was time for the evening sacrifice, I got up. I had made myself look ashamed while I was sitting there. My robe and coat were torn, and I fell on my knee with my hands spread out to the Lord my God. Psalm 95:6, it's saying, come, let us bow down and worship Him. Let us kneel before the Lord who made us. Isaiah 45:23, when I made a promise, that promise is true. It will happen. and I swear by my own power and everyone will bow before me and I will take an oath to obey me. Daniel 6:10. Daniel always prayed to God three times every day. Three times every day he bowed down on his knee to pray and praise God, to praise God. Even though Daniel had about the new law, he still went to his house to pray. He went up to the upper room of his house and opened the windows that faced towards Jerusalem. Then Daniel bowed down on his knee and prayed just as he always has done. Remember, we're talking about prayer. I was on the part of saying bowing the knee. Okay. Bowing the knee. Luke chapter 22:41, said, then Jesus went about 50 steps away from them, he knelt down and prayed. Acts 7:60. He fell on his knee and shouted, Lord, don't blame them for this sin. These were his last words before he died. Acts chapter 6, verse 60. Stephen fell on his knee and shouted and said, don't blame them for their sins. Acts chapter 9, verse number 40. Acts chapter 9, verse number 40. It says, Peter sent all the people out of the room. He kneeled down and prayed. Then he turned to Tabitha's body and said, Tabitha, stand up. She opened her eyes. When she saw Peter, she sat up. Acts chapter 20, verse 36. It says, when Paul finished speaking, he kneeled down and they all prayed together. Acts 21:5. But when our time day was up, we returned to the ship to continue our trip. All the followers, even the women and children, came with us to the sea stool. We all knew. We kneeled down on the beach, prayed. We kneeled down on the beach, prayed. Ephesians 1 verse 3. Praise be to the Lord and Father of our Lord Jesus in Christ. God has given us every spiritual blessing in heaven. Now we continue. Prayer presupposes a belief in the personality of God. Presupposes a belief in the personality of God. His ability and willingness to hold intercourse with us. His personal control of all things and of all his creature and all their actions. Acceptable prayer must be sincerely. Acceptable prayer. Hebrews chapter 10:22. Sprinkled with the blood of Christ, our hearts have been made free from the guilty conscience, and our bodies have been washed with pure water. So come near to God with surely heart, full confidence because of our faith in Christ. Draw near to God. Now, Hebrews 4:16. With Jesus as our high priest, we can feel free to come before God's throne where there is grace. There we receive mercy and kindness to help us when we need it. Hebrews 7:19. The law of Moses could not make anything perfect, but now a better hope has been given to us, and with that hope we can come near to God. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and hope of the people. Wherever you are listening to me, I want to say to you that I love you. We love you as by the grace. We say to you, we appreciate your listening. It is awesome. What a beautiful Sunday. We're talking about what is a prayer. What is prayer? And we are reading. We are reading Psalm 73:28. As for me, I need to be close to God. I have made the Lord my place of safety. And God, I will tell about all that you have done. James 4:8. Come near to God, and He will come to you. You are sinners, so clean sin out of your lives. You are trying to follow God and the world at the same time. Make your thinking pure. Make your thinking pure. You come to God, you bow down to Him, but you need to choose one thing. You can't serve two masters. You need to choose whom you want to serve. You need to choose whom you want to serve. You need to choose whom you want to serve. Now we are continuing. We read Jeremiah 30:21. It says, the Lord says, one of their own people will lead them. That ruler will come from my people. People can come close to me only if I ask them to do so. I will ask the leader to come to me, and he will be close to me. Now remember that time, the only person who was supposed to go to God was a person whom was chosen by God, a leader or the priest. The priest was the person who was supposed to go to God and give God whatever that people were asking. But now, after God have sent His Son, He came, whatever that we need, we bow down to God, we are praying. Remember, we're talking about what is a prayer. Now, when you read Psalm 32:11, it said, good people, rejoice and be very happy in the Lord. All you want to do right, rejoice. So we are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Now we continue. We're talking about prayer. So remember, I said acceptable prayer must be sincerely, which is Hebrews 10:22, offered with reverence and godly fear, with a humble sense of our own insufficiency as creature and of our own unworthiness as sinners, with earnest importunity and with unhesitating submission to the divine will. Prayer must also be offered in the faith that God is and is the hearer and answered of prayer, and that He will fulfill His word. Ask and ye shall receive. Matthew 7:7 said, continue to ask and God will give you. Continue to search and you will find. Continue to knock and the door will open for you. Continue to ask and God will give to you. Continue to search and you will find. Continue to knock and the door will open for you. I want to say tonight, as we're talking about prayer, continue to ask, continue to pray, and God will hear your prayer. Continue to search and you will find. Continue to knock and the door will open for you. I know as I speak, you've been praying for the work. You've been praying for the car. You've been praying for the house. You've been praying for the wife. And you're thinking that you're not getting any closure. You're thinking that God is not listening to you. You're thinking somehow asking yourself many questions, saying many things. But tonight, I want to say to you, continue to ask, and it will be given to you. Continue to search, and you will find. Continue to knock, and the door will be opened for you. Don't lose hope. I know. Just imagine, I know that you are waking up each and every morning. You go and you're dropping your CV. You've been dropping your CV from January. You've been doing what we call marketing, going from one company to another company, believing that you will get something, but still there is nothing that you get. You tried all types of the things that I can mention, dropping your CV, going from one place to another place, believing that I will get it, but still you never get it. But I want to say to you, hang there, don't quit, keep on searching, you will find, keep on knocking, the door will open. I know sometimes you went to this company, they told you that we are not hiring this time, but keep on going there, go there again, don't quit, just go there again, go there again, go there again, until they say to you, go there, until go there, don't give up, just go there, continue going there. I know it's not easy, I know, but continue to go there. Continue, don't sit down, don't quit. Don't quit. Don't quit. He is with you right there. His name is Jehovah. He is with you there. Right there. Don't quit. Keep on searching, you'll find. Keep on searching. Don't lose hope. You know, I know it's not easy. It's not easy, but keep on searching. Keep on searching. Favor is my name. I live a prophetic life. Prosperity knows my name. In other words, you must keep on searching. Keep on knocking. Keep on asking. Don't give up. I live a prophetic life. Now, Matthew 7:11 said, you people are so bad, but you still know how to give good things to children. So surely, your Father in heaven will give you good things to those who ask him. When you ask God everything that you need, he will give you. Maybe you may not receive it now, but believe in me, he will give you. There are things that myself also I want to get. I'm praying, I tried everything. I somehow thinking that, why God, it seems that he's not listening. But I know that I must keep on praying. I must not lose hope. I must keep on praying. He will answer me. Matthew 21:22 says, if you believe, you will get anything you ask for in prayer. Now remember, prayer goes with believing. When you pray, you must have faith. You must believe. Have faith in your heart. Have faith in your soul. Believing that what you want, what you're praying for, you will get. Believing that whatever that I'm praying for, whatever that I'm asking, I will get. Now, just enjoy this song. As we continue, the Bible says, if you believe, you will get anything you ask for in prayer. Prayer changes everything. With prayer, you get everything. But you need to believe that I will receive. We are Baba Kadosh Radio Station that brings hope. show to the heart and soul of the people. Now let's read 1 Kings chapter 3, 5. Let's say, while Solomon was at Gilead, the Lord came to him at night in dream and said, Solomon, ask me what you want me to give you. Now God visited Solomon. He said, Solomon, ask me whatever that you want, I will give you. Now what I'm saying is, whatever that you are asking, God will give you. It doesn't matter. You may think that it may take long, but tonight, let me just tell you that God is right there listening to you. He will provide you with whatever that you need. But may think that it will take time, but it will not take time. It is right there.
It is right there.
It is right there.
Hold on, my soul. Oh,
it is right there. Just listen to the songs.
We wrote my life. Mama says would turn into me. Every word was turned into joy. My sins forgiven,
and
who was written, thank God, when mercy He wrote my life. Help me sing a song now.
Mercy,
He wrote my life. Mercy, He wrote my life.
My life,
I could have fallen. My soul cast weight, but mercy
rewrote my life. Mercy rewrote my life. We are but the grace radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. Now we are continuing to meditate. We are continuing to meditate. We say, mercy rewrote my life. As we continue to meditate, I told you the Bible says, keep on searching, you will find. I read the book of, now before we were singing the song, I read 1 Kings 3:5, when God visited King Solomon. Now, when we go to Psalm 10:7, it said, Lord, you have heard what the poor want. Listen to their prayers and do what they ask. Okay, Psalm 50:50. God says, call me when trouble comes, I will help you, and you will honor me. Psalm 86:5. My God, you are good and merciful. You love all those who call you to help. Now God is good and merciful. He loves everyone who calls him. He loves everyone who wants help. Now, there's no way that you can find help in life. You can only get help from God. God is the only one who is able to provide you with help. He is the only one who is able to provide you with whatever that you need. Because we as people, we end up being failing to provide you what you've been asking me. Maybe you're asking me something, I never gave it to you. But I want to say to you that God is able to listen and hear to you. Whatever that you are saying to him, he is able to hear you. He is able to answer you, because the Bible says, keep on searching, he will give you whatever that you are searching. Keep on searching, you will find. Keep on asking, you will receive. Now, the thing is, sometimes when we pray, we don't get answer. We think that God is not hearing us. But let me tell you, God is hearing you. That's what the Bible says. Keep on praying. He will listen to you. He's a merciful God. He will never leave you. I know that every morning when you wake up, even tomorrow you're going to wake up, you're going to go to marketplace and drop your CVs. But I want to say to you, don't lose hope. Keep on doing that. God is listening. God will answer you. God's answer, God's delay is not a delay, but when God answers you, when God opens the door, He will open the door. I know that you've been trying to submit your CV, doing whatever that you do, going to the interviews, they don't call you, all different interviews, but I want to say to you that God is here, God is listening to you. God will give you whatever that you want, because His name is Jehovah. He's been God. He will continue to be God. Every time, may even tomorrow, He's God. He's never changing. Doesn't matter what is happening, but He's God. He will always hear your prayer. He will always answer you. His name is Jehovah, and He's been God. He's unchanging God. He's unchanging God. He's never changing. People will may change. I may also change. Whatever that I promised you, I will not give you. But God will never change. He's always been God. And He will always remain God. He will always remain God, even tomorrow and ever. His name is Jehovah. He will always remain God. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what happened in your life, what is happening, but God will always remain God. And that is why the Bible, the book of Psalm 145:18-19 said, the Lord is near to everyone who surely call to Him for help. He listened to His followers, and He listened to His followers. Okay. He listened to His followers, and does what they want. He answers their prayers and save them. That is the Lord. When we go to Him, He's able to do that. And then Isaiah chapter 55:6-7 says, so we should look for the Lord before it is too late. You should call to Him now while He is near. Evil people should stop living evil. They should stop thinking bad things, bad thoughts. They should come to the Lord again, and He will comfort them. They should come to our God, because He will freely forgive you. Jeremiah chapter 29:12-13 said, then you will call my name, you will come to me and pray to me, I will listen to you. You will search for me, and when you search for me with all your heart, you will find me. When you search God with all your heart, you will find Him. When you pray to Him, He will listen to your prayer. I know you've been praying for many years, praying. Now as I speak now, you may say, but why am I not receiving? I've been praying, I'm praying, I prayed, I did 1, 2, 3, 4, I'm not getting what I want. I tried everything, I tried here, I went to this, I went here. It seems that I'm not receiving, but let me tell you tonight, I'm saying to you that God is always God. He is unchanging God. He never changes. He will hear your prayer. It doesn't matter how long you think it's going to take, but God is God. He has been God. He will always remain God. He is unchanging God. It doesn't matter what happened to you. You tried to submit your CV. They called you. They said you must come to work. When you go, they told you, no, we didn't call you. But I want to say to you, hang it there. God is there with you. He will never leave you. His name is Jehovah. He has been God. He will always remain God forevermore. He is God. He is Yahweh. Yahweh is His name. Yahweh is His name, and we continue, we're reading in the book of Jeremiah 33 verse 3 it said, Judah, pray to me and I will answer you. I will tell you important secret you have never heard these things before. Alright. Let me play this song by Sammy Stefaku. Now hear what it say. By Sammy Stefaku. Now it's saying that the song by Sammy Stefaku, I'm gonna play this song, and I believe that the Heavenly Father will help us because He is being God. He will never change. He will never leave you. It doesn't matter what people they say, because people they will tell you many things, but tonight I want to say to you that God is God, He's been God, He will remain God forevermore. He's unchanging God. And He will answer you. Doesn't matter what people say about you, but let me tell you that God is God, He remain God, and He is God. So doesn't matter what people say. Some may say a lot of things to you. They will discourage you. They will tell you whatever that they want to tell you. But I want to say to you that God is listening. He's hearing you. And He is God. So I'm going to play the song. But for Namudimu, just listen to it. Just listen to it. We just heard Jeremiah 33:3. The song is playing. Enjoy it. Just enjoy the song. Just enjoy the song as the song is getting played.
Kiyena sila yaniti, kiyena sila yaguya leho dimo. Hey, kiyena sila yaniti. Jesu yo kie na tila, hey, ya huya liho di mo. Jesu yo kie na tila, ya huya liho di mo. Kiwi Jesu yo kie na tila, ya huya liho di mo. Ya huya liho na tila, hey, mame. Naki tsamaile le mafatshe ka mihuta ga ona naki nya ka tsila ya huya le hodimo ki hwedi tshe basali ba bo tshile ni noka ka mamanta a di hulu he ba opela ba be ba betha le siku he ba opela ba be ba tshikele Kile kai kutisha kare na batu bana ba ya lwala na mcho abalwa babeba fone la mudi bamboja ka matata hey alwasa just rejoice yo everybody was kile tauya le lokula chu takiyo na sima hey Kirichaso yo kie Kirichaso kie na mewa Kirichaso yo kie na sila Na kisite chipili Na huma na mamwe baperi ni kaki Ola mautu ola baperi Nye kache di chwehu Hey! Fa open! Babe mafufa la mufu Kile kaiputisha Karna batu Kana vaya lwamba na mcho Abalwa Babe mafuna la mudi Mamuja kama tata Hey! Alifasi mutai I just saw your horse Everybody You just saw your horse Ataouya le loko la chuta kia Yosh, hey Kiri jeso yo kia na zila Ayana, yosh Tatelo ye kia na Chuf worship of him. Thank you, Sita Jimini. The woman attends to your food. Come on, I remember La Swale Banabani. Hey, Papa, what have I missed you, Matoma, to let you, Mato? Nara Palakama, everybody. Everybody,
by the Grace Ministry, soul winning campaign. Go and tell him. People of Lenasia in Gauteng, Tembalitle, Texrec, we are coming for you for soul winning on the 21st of September to 23rd of September 2018. Whatever it takes for a soul, searching for a soul, go and tell John that the blind see, the lame walk, leopard are clean, the deep hear. We are coming there in Lenasia to tell you that the blind see, the lame walk, leopard are clean, the deep hear. Only by the name of Jesus. There is no one who can heal you. It is only Jesus, just for a soul. Join us there. Join us there, together with By the Grace Band, together with By the Grace Worship Team, and our upcoming guest artist, Silaelo, will be joining us. It's gonna be awesome. And By the Grace Radio, it will be with us there. They will be broadcasting the service live from there. You are welcome to join us for soul winning. The number that you can call is 083-800-9814. We will see you there. It's gonna be awesome. Stay blessed.
Yeah, so we are continuing. We are By the Grace Radio Station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people. You are with me, Pastor John Mamaulu. 0328946 58. That is our number that you can interact with me tonight on WhatsApp as we're talking about prayer. You can interact with me on the email radio@bythegrace.org, or you can chat to us on our website, BTGM Radio. On www.radio.bythegrace.org, there's a chat box there, you can chat to us, or you can chat to us via Skype. What is prayer? Now we're reading Mark 11:24. It says, so I tell you to ask for what you want in prayer, and if you believe that you have received those things, then they will be yours. In other words, when you pray, when you ask, when you pray, you believe that you have already received. Now prayer and faith, they go together, because you pray for something and you believe that I have already received it. Even though you never received it, you're still waiting for it to receive. There are things that we are praying for, there are things that we always praying for them, believing that we should receive. The Bible says when you pray, you should believe that you have received those things. You should have belief and believe that I have already received and they are mine. That is what it talks about, that you should believe and say they are mine. Okay, you pray, whatever you pray, the Bible says pray and you should believe that they are mine. That is Mark 11:24. Now we go to Luke 11:9-10. Said, so I tell you, continue to ask and God will give you. Continue to search and you will find. Continue to knock and the door will open for you. Yes, whoever continue to ask you will receive. Whoever continue to look will find. Whoever continue to knock will have the door open for them. We spoke about it. Now it is repeating itself. Now Luke chapter number 18:1, it's saying, it read as follows. It's saying that then Jesus told the following, that they should always pray and never lose hope. He used this story to teach them that they should never lose hope. Whenever you pray, don't lose hope. Whenever you pray, don't lose hope. The Bible says Jesus told them about the story that they should never stop praying. Now, what I'm saying is we must never stop praying. And I believe that it is hard to pray for something that you don't get it. But the Bible says Jesus told them the story, he said to them, you should always pray every time. Now, when you read Luke 11:5-8, it said, he says to them, suppose one of you went to a friend's house very late at night and said to him, a friend of mine have come into town to visit me, but I have nothing for him to eat. Please give me 3 loaves of bread. Your friend inside the house answered, go away, don't bother me. The door is already locked. My child, my children and I are in bed. I cannot get up and give you the bread now. I tell you, maybe friendship is not enough to make him get up to give you the bread, but he will surely get up to give you what you need if you continue to ask. Alright. Job 27:8-10. What hope do people without God have when it is time to die? When God takes their life away, when they have traveled and cry out for help, God will not listen to them. It will be too late for them to enjoy talking with God the powerful. They should have prayed to God all the time. That's what I'm saying. We should pray to God all the time. We must not stop praying. It doesn't matter when you pray, you don't receive what you get, but believe in me, let me tell you, you will get it when you continue praying. Epaphras, another servant of Jesus Christ from your group, send his greeting. His constant struggle for you in prayer. He prayed that you will grow to be spiritually mature and have everything that God wants for you. Just always pray. Don't lose hope. Don't lose hope. He's a glorious God. He will listen to you and he will answer. Don't lose hope. What a beautiful Sunday. I hope that you have enjoyed Sunday. I hope you have enjoyed the service. I hope you have prayed, you have danced. Now it's time as we meditate, we sing, Hey Baba. Hey Baba. Hey Baba. Makarana Basiti. We lift our hand before you, Lord, and we bow down to you, Lord. Hey Baba, your glorious God, I bow before you, Lord, and I bow before your throne, and I worship you, Lord. Bow before you, Lord, glorious God. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Now, don't quit praying. You should pray every day, every time. It's not easy, but you should pray. He will listen to your prayers. He will never ignore your prayer. He will never ignore your prayer. He will never ignore your prayer. His name is Jehovah. So be ready at the time. Pray that you will able to get through all these things that will happen and stand safety before the Son of Man. That is what prayer do. When you pray so that you may not enter into temptation. That is what we pray. My Lord, be kind to me. I have been praying for you all day. Now that is why the Bible says Jesus was teaching them about prayer. Now don't mourn, he's saying, our Father, we need your mercy today as we pray. Hear us as we pray. I'm saying to you that our Father is hearing you. He is in heaven. He will never leave you. He will always listen to you. It does not matter. Maybe people, they say you are not enough to pray to God, but pray to you. Maybe people, they will tell you that you can't pray like this because you like this. They will say to you that you are not wearing a suit. But when you pray to God, God will hear you and he will answer you. We are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Now the Bible, don't worry about anything but pray and ask God for everything. Philippians 4:6. Don't worry about anything but pray and ask God for everything you need. Always give thanks for what you have. Always give thanks for what you have. God is good. Our Father who art in heaven. Romans 12:12 says, be happy because of the hope you have. Be patient when you have trouble. Pray all the time. Pray all the time. So be ready at all the time. We continue to pray. We continue to talk about prayer. And now we read John chapter 14. So Jesus answered, you don't know what you can give. You don't know what God can give you. And you don't know who I am. The one who asked you for drink. If you knew, you would have asked me. And I would have given to you a living water. If you knew, I should have been given you a living water. That was a conversation between Jesus and the Samaritan woman. Now Jesus said, if you knew who I am, you should have been asked. I should have given you the living water. I should have been given you living water. John 14:13-14. And if you ask for anything in my name, I will do it for you. Then the Father's glory will be shown through the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. Whatever that you ask in God's name, He will give you. His name is Jehovah. That is why the moon is saying, here I cry. Here I cry. And we pray. Our Father who art in heaven. Yes. Our Father who art in heaven. Forgive us our sins, we pray. Whatever that you ask in my name, it shall be given to you. And that is what the Bible says. John chapter 15:7. Stay joined together with me and follow my teachings. If you do this, you can ask for anything you want and it will be given to you. Whatever you ask in my name, will be given to you. John 16:23-24 is saying, In that day you will not have to ask me about anything. And I assure you, my Father will give you everything you ask for in my name. You have never asked for anything in this way before. But ask in my name and you will receive, and you will have the fullest joy possible. Yes. I give you, Lord. I give you praise. Lord. Yes. It's in you, Lord. Ask in my name. It should be given to you. You never ask in this way, but ask in this way, it shall be given in my name. Whatever that you ask, it shall be given to you. It shall be given to you. James chapter 1:5-6. Do any of you need wisdom? Ask God for it. He is generally and enjoy giving for everyone, so He will give you wisdom. But when you ask God, you must believe. Don't doubt Him. Whoever doubts is like a wave in the sea that is blown up and down by the sea. When you ask, He will give you. Whatever that you ask in His name, He will provide you. Because His name is Jehovah. His name is Jehovah. His name is Jehovah. His name is Jehovah. We thank God because He is the Lord. Yes, Jesus, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, because you are the Lord. You have been God. We're talking about prayer. John 15:6, it said, "You did not choose me, I chose you, and I gave you this way to go and produce fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you anything you ask for me in my name." John 16:23-24, "In that day you will not have..." Okay, we read that one. 1 John 3:22. So let's just do this. 1 John 3:22. "When God gives us what we ask for, we receive it because we obey God's command and do what pleases Him." Alright. We can come to God with no doubt. This means that we, whatever we ask. Okay. 1 John 5:14-5. We can come to God with no doubt. This means that when we ask God for things, and those things agree with what God wants for us, God cares about what we say. He listens to us every time we ask Him. So we know that He gives us whatever we ask from Him. Revelation 3:17-18. "You say you are rich. You think you have become wealthy and don't need anything, but you don't know that you are really miserable, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. I advise you to buy gold from me, gold made pure in fire. Then you will be rich. I tell you this, buy clothes that are white. Then you will be able to cover your shameless nakedness. I also tell you, buy medicine to put on your eyes. Then you will be able to see again." Umuse saying Humoshe, and we're still meditating It is awesome. Sigijimi. Sigijimi. Sigijima, Sigijima, Manje, Sigijima. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. It is 25 past 8. 25 past 8. Okay. Now, we're going to Matthew 7:8. It said, yes, whoever continues to ask will receive. Whoever continue to look will find. And whoever continue to knock, the door will be open. If you believe, okay, we read the verse that I want to give you, Matthew 21. And then we read, now we go, prayer is of different kinds. Secret. Matthew 6:6. But when you pray, you should go into your room and close the door. Then pray to your Father. He is there in that private place. He can see what is done in private, and He will reward you. Okay, but I want you to understand here that you're saying that when you pray, you should go in a private. But it you need to understand. It's not like every prayer should be made in a private place. Okay, it's not like every prayer should be done in a private place. Okay, Matthew 14:23. After Jesus said goodbye to the people, he went up in the hills by himself to pray. It was late and he was there alone. Then Jesus went with his followers to a place called Gethsemane. He said to them, sit here while I go there and pray. He told Peter and the two sons of Zebedee to come with him. Then he began to be very sad and troubled. Jesus said to Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, my heart is so heavy with grief. I feel as I am dying. Wait here and stay awake with me. Then Jesus went to a little further away from them. He fell to the ground and prayed, my Father, if it is possible, don't make me drink from this cup, but do what you want, not what I want. Okay, not what I want. Not what I want. That's what we talk about prayer. Lord watches over those who do what is right and hear their prayer. God will hear your prayer. When you do things right, when you live life, right life, He will hear your prayer. Now we continuing. Social as family prayer, and in social worship and in public, in the service of the sanitary, they are different kinds of prayer. You pray in secret, social as family, and in social worship, in public, in the service of sanitary. Okay. Intercessory prayer is enjoyed. Intercessors prayer is enjoyed. Listen and say. Tell Aaron and his son that when they bless the Israel, this is what they shall say. When they bless, meaning what? When they pray to the Israelites, this is what they shall say. Job 42:8, it said, so now, Eliezer, get 7 bulls and 7 rams. Take them to my servant Job. Kill them and offer them as a burning sacrifice. My servant Job will pray for you and will answer his prayer. Then I will not give you the punishment you deserve. You should be punished because you were very foolish. You did not say what is right about me and my servant Job. Did. Isaiah 62:6. Jerusalem, I put guard on your horn. They will not be silent. They will keep praying day and night. Guards, keep praying to the Lord, remind him of his promise. Don't even stop praying. Don't even stop praying. You know, there are times where we feel that we don't want to pray. But the Bible says, don't stop praying. There are times where we feel that I have been praying, it is enough. But I want to say to you, it is not enough. Keep on praying. Keep on praying. He's listening. Keep on praying. His eyes are, his ears are really listening to you. You're crying. Psalm 1126. Pray for peace in Jerusalem. May those who love you find peace. 1 Timothy 2 verse number 1. It says, First of all, I ask that you pray for all people. Ask God to bless them and give them what they need. And give thanks to God. Okay. Intercessor. Intercessor is what people who are the intercessor they needed. We need intercessors in the church. We need intercessors in this country. Those who will stand on the gap. Those who will pray. Okay? And there are many intercessors. There are many intercessors on record, on answer, having been given to such prayer. Now, there's a prayer answer that is being given to those who are interceding. Because when you read in the book of Genesis 17, he said, then Abraham said, Lord, I hope Ishmael will live and save you. In other words, Abraham interceded for Ishmael. Okay, we need pastors who will intercede. We need intercessors who will intercede for the church, who will intercede for the pastors, who will intercede for our country. Okay, you mention Ishmael and I hear you. I will bless him. He will have many children. He will be the father of 12 great leaders. His family will become great nation. So that is what God was answering Abraham after Abraham prayed to the Lord. And he said, Lord, I pray. I intercede on behalf of my son Ishmael. When you read Genesis 18:23 and 32, you can read it. You will understand. It talks about the same thing that Abraham was interceding. He interceded for his family. Now, in when you read Genesis 27, said, so give Abraham his wife. He is a prophet. He will pray for you and you will live. But if you give Sarah back, if you don't give Sarah back to him, I promise that you will die and all your family will die. Now God was telling another king, remember, wherever that Abraham was going, sometimes he was lying to them and said that Sarah, she's my cousin, because the way Sarah was very beautiful. And Abraham thought that if he tell them his wife, they will attack him. But by reading the Lord tells us that God told the king to give Sarah to Abraham back. Abraham will pray for him. And Abraham will intercede for him. We need people who will intercede for this nation. We need people who will intercede for the church. We need people who will intercede for the nation. We need people who will intercede for the family. We need people who will intercede for everyone. Genesis 20:18, for the Lord has caused all the women to be infertile because of what happened with Abraham's wife Sarah. Okay, right. Exodus 8:12. So Moses and Aaron left Pharaoh's place, and Moses cried out to the Lord about the fox he had infected on Pharaoh. Now Moses was a great intercessor. Moses was interceding to the people. He was interceding for the Israelites. Whatever that was happening, that was Moses. Moses took the responsibility of interceding. Moses took the responsibility of interceding, praying for the Israelites. So also the estate. So Moses left Pharaoh and prayed to the Lord. That's what Moses was doing. Every time when things were not right, Moses was not pointing fingers to the people. He was going and standing in the gap of praying. Now we need to stand in the gap and pray to God. We need to stand in the gap and intercede on the behalf of the people. Now in this hour we need the intercessors, people who will pray to God, people who will ask God. Because when we read in the Numbers 21:7, said, the people came to Moses and said, we know that we have sinned when we speak against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord, ask him to take away these snakes. So Moses prayed for them. Moses was a great intercessor. Moses was a great intercessor. Numbers 21:8, then the Lord said to Moses, make a bronze snake and put it on the pole. If anyone is bitten by a snake, that person should look at the bronze snake on the pole, then that person will not die. Now what I'm saying is, when Moses was interceding, God was able to answer Moses. Deuteronomy 9:18, I read it, I'm not going to read it. You read it as you're listening. And then until you can read until 25. Now we go to Numbers 12:13. So Moses prayed to the Lord, God, please heal her from this sickness. Now Moses was intercessor. Moses prayed to Miriam. Miriam had a leprosy. Now Moses had to intercede on her behalf. Now when you read 1 Samuel 7:5-12, Samuel said, all Israel must meet at Mizah. I will pray to the Lord for you. Then Israel met together at Mizah. They got hotter and poured in out before the Lord. In this way, they began a time of fasting. They did not eat a food that day, and they confessed their sin. They said, we have sinned against the Lord. So Samuel served as a judge of Israel at Mizah. When the Philistines heard that the Israelites were meeting at Mizah, they went to fight them. The Israelites were fighting when they heard the Philistines were coming, and said to Samuel, don't stop, and said to Samuel, don't stop praying to the Lord our God for us, and ask him to save us from the Philistine. Samuel took a baby lamb and offered to the Lord. He prayed to the Lord for Israel, and the Lord answered his prayer. The Philistine came closer and closer to fight the Israelites while Samuel offered the sacrifice. But then the Lord caused a loud clap of thunder to hit near the Philistine. The thunder scattered the Philistine and they became confused. So the Israelites defeated them in the battle. The men of Israel ran out of Mizpah and chased the Philistine and killed. And the way they killed Philistine soldiers all along the way. After this, Samuel set a special stone to help people to remember what the Lord did. Samuel put the stone between Mizah and Say and named the stone of help. Samuel said, the Lord helped us the way, us at the way to this place. That's what I'm saying. Also, Samuel was an intercessor. He was praying. He prayed to the Israelites. Now, 1 Kings 17:20-23. Then Elijah cried to the Lord. He said, Lord, my God, this widow is letting me stay in a house. Will you do this bad thing to her? Will you cause her son to die? Then Elijah lay on top of the boy three times. He prayed, Lord, my Lord, let this boy live again. The Lord answers Elijah's prayer. The boy began breathing again and was alive. Elijah carried the boy downstairs, gave him to his mother, and said, look, your son is alive. So what I'm saying is, Elijah was also an intercessor. Okay. 2 Kings 4:33-36. Elisha went into the room and shut the door. He and the child were alone in the room now. Then he prayed to the Lord. Elijah went to the bed and lay on the child. He put his ears on the child's ears, his mouth on the child's mouth, and his hand on child's hand. He lay there on top of the child until the child boy became warm. Then Elijah turned away and walked around the room. He went back and lay on the child until the child sneezed seven times and opened his eyes. Elijah called Gizar and said, call the Shumanite woman. Gizai called her and she came to Elisha. Elisha said, pick up your son. Elisha was also an intercessor. Jeremiah 4:2-10. And saying, they said to him, Jeremiah, please listen to what we ask. Pray to the Lord your God for all those who are savior from the family of Judah. Jeremiah, you can see that there are so many of us left. And one time there were many of us. Jeremiah, praise the Lord, your God will tell us we should go and what we should not do. What we should go and what we should do. Then Jeremiah the prophet answered, I understand what you want me to do. I'll praise the Lord your God and you ask me to do. I will tell you everything the Lord says. I will not hide anything from you. Now, Jeremiah was also an intercessor. Now, we need people who will intercede. We need the intercessor who will intercede. Now, don't forget, keep on praying, you will answer. Acts 9:40, you can read it during your time. Say, Peter sent all the people out of the room. He knelt down and prayed. Then he turned to Tabitha's body and said, Tabitha, stand up. She opened her eyes. When she saw Peter, she sat up. Tabitha. Acts 12:5-12. Now, there were people who were interceding for Peter when Peter was in the prison. Peter didn't know that there were people who were interceding, but they interceded for Peter. We need to intercede for our pastors, and pastors need to intercede for their congregation. It is the responsibility of us as a pastors to pray for the congregation. It is the responsibility of the congregation to pray for the pastors. Alright. So, I think I'm going to stop here. We're going to continue tomorrow. With this 20 minutes, I'm going to invite Pastor Pat in the studio. We will continue with a lot of things tomorrow as we will continue about prayer. Now, in summary, we said prayer is converse with God, the intercourse of the soul with God, not in contemplation or meditation, but in direct address to Him. Prayer may be oral or mental, occasionally or content, ejaculatory or formal. It is a beseeching the Lord, meaning is asking to the Lord. Alright, I gave you a lot of verses and now. Acts 28:8, it says, Papilicus' father was very sick. He had a fever and dizziness, but Paul went to him and prayed for him. He laid his hand on the man and healed him. Okay. Now, let me do this before I go to Pastor Pat.
Time to meditate. Jeremiah 6 to 9 p.m. by the grace of Church Mission.
Morna di teto di outfanela. By the grace ministry, soul winning campaign. Go and tell him. People of Lenasia in Gauteng, Tembalete, Texrek, we are coming for you for soul winning on the 21st of September to 23rd of September 2018. Whatever it takes for a soul, searching for a soul, go and tell John that the blind see, the lame walk, leopard at least, the thief here. We are coming there in Lenasia to tell you that the blind see, the lame walk, leopard at least, the thief here. Only by the name of Jesus. There is no one who can heal you. It is only Jesus. Just for a soul. Join us there. Join us there together with By the Grace Band, together with By the Grace Worship Team, and our upcoming guest artist Silaelo will be joining us. It's gonna be awesome. And By the Grace Radio, it will be with us there. They will be broadcasting the service live from there. You are welcome to join us for soul winning. The number that you can call is 083-800-9814.
We will see you there. It's gonna be awesome. Stay blessed. Bye bye.
I welcome you tonight to Murudi in our show.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, yes.
I welcome you to our show. The time is we left with 15 minutes to go. I decided to invite you to the show when it's 15 minutes to go. We were speaking about prayer. We are not done. It's too much. Yeah, we spoke about a lot of things. Now I welcome you to our show tonight, Muruti. I just want to ask you a question. How was your day? How was the service today? As we are continuing to meditate.
Thank you so very much, man of God, and I appreciate the 15 minutes to be part and to be one with the listeners tonight. Thank you so very much for that, and I greet the listeners all over the world in the most precious name, the name of Jesus Christ. I say be greeted. It was a good day. It was a wonderful day. The service was well.
Okay.
I was speaking on the voice of Jacob.
Okay.
And I think the entire day was great. Thank you so very much.
Oh, we thank God. So I just want to ask you, how do you understand about the prayer?
About prayer?
Yeah.
Prayer, basically, if I were to just define it shortly out there, prayer is a conversation between a human being and a divine being. In our case, a conversation between a believer and God, God Almighty.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So now, because I was reading, I said to our listener, I said, prayer is a converse with God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the intercourse of the soul with God, not in contemplation or meditation, but in direct address to Him.
Yes.
And a prayer must be oral or mental,
yes,
occasionally, or content,
yes,
ejaculatory or formal.
Mm-hmm.
That is what I was saying to our listener. Like what is the prayer and what is happening? Like what are the things that we need to follow when we are praying? Because somebody can say, but what if I pray standing, will God hear my prayer? What if, because they are different, there's a principle that people are using in the church. Sunday said when we pray, everybody must kneel down. Okay? Which is biblical, is there, but Sunday say no, when we pray, nobody must stand up, because of the principle that how can I say, something that is being there, something something that is always happening, like as like something that I was taught that when you pray you must do this. So what is the prayer that God will hear?
The Bible speaks about the seventh prayer, the prayer of the righteous.
Okay.
it's not really about whether one is bending or one is kneeling, or one is lifting up hands, or he has no hands, or he's driving, or he's put it down, he's down by the river, or he's up by the mountain. The most important thing is that the person must be in the position of righteousness. That is why the Bible says the prayer of the righteous is very much.
Okay.
So that is our position, that we must be people which are right with God or in right standing with God. You know, there are prayers that God hears and there are prayers that God listens to. He hears every prayer, the prayer of an unbeliever, but to the righteous, he listens to the prayer of the righteous. And here's another interesting, you know, the kneeling down and the lifting up of hands, those are all signs. You know, the kneeling down is obviously a sign of humility, and the lifting up of the hands is the sign of surrender.
Yeah.
You know, but God is not really interested in the signs. He's interested in the fervent prayer. The person must be honest and the person must be in the right standing with God.
Okay. So, but okay, now, let's say there's a person who's saying, you know, Muruti, I've been praying for almost 5 years or almost many years, but I somehow don't see the result of what I'm praying. So what do we advise that person? What do we say?
Well, number one, it's very, very important to understand that the Bible says in the book of Isaiah, it says those who wait upon the Lord. You know, so God uses his own timing, not our timing. You know, so we must not give God the deadline to say, Mudimo, if our Arabic Akorotaka within these 2 minutes or within these 2 years, then it means that we will pick up our Arabic.
Okay.
So that's number one. We must understand that we must wait upon the Lord. In other words, we must wait for his decision on his timing, not our timing.
Okay.
Number two, prayer must have faith. It must not just be the reading of words or the sweet words or the poetic words. So in other words, prayer must have faith inside of it.
Yes.
It must have faith, because without faith it is impossible to please God.
Okay.
So it gets more effective when it has faith. Number one, I spoke about the fact of patience, that we must wait upon the Lord. Number two, we must have faith. Our prayer must have faith. Number three, we must have consistency. That's why the Bible says in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, chapter 5, it says, because we must pray unceasingly. In other words, we must not stop praying. Then number four, we must seek for the will of God. What is the will of God about what I'm praying for? Is it in the will and the ways of God or not?
Yeah.
Because sometimes if you pray for something that is against the will of God, you can pray forever and that thing may not come to pass.
Okay.
So it's very important. I mean, if you are praying that you want to go and rob a bank and God is against robbing of the bank, you can pray until you bend over. That's number four. And lastly, it's also very important to understand that what you are praying for,
okay,
God hears everything and God responds to everything. And sometimes God, it might happen that God answered, but you it's not the answer that you preferred. So as a result, you believe he has not answered yet. Here's a simple example. The Bible speaks about Paul. In fact, Paul is exposing something. He said, I had a thorn in the flesh. I have a thorn in the flesh, and I prayed to God that he would take it away. Even three times I prayed unto God. I pleaded with him.
Yeah.
But instead of him taking away the thorn in the flesh, he said, my grace is sufficient enough.
Okay.
You know, so we must be able to identify the things that God is using in our flesh to magnify himself, to magnify the grace that he has, and the things that we must pray for that God will remove. So sometimes God will say wait, sometimes God will say not now, and sometimes God will answer immediately.
Okay. So okay. I hear you, Murata, I hear you. But But you know how difficult it is that you find that me and you, we pray together, or we praying for a job, and then now suddenly when you get a job, now I don't get a job. You know how difficult it is. Is somehow frustrating, or it will even make a person to backslide, or because people whom they will pray with them, they receive, but you don't receive. So who is having a problem there?
Hey, what a difficult one. Because these people are praying together.
Yeah.
This one receives and this one doesn't receive.
Mm.
You know, I think there are three things that we can learn from that.
Okay.
Number one, sometimes it happens that God can give the one who has more faith. Sometimes it can happen that God gives the one who has less faith. In other words, the one who is weaker, because he or she knows that he cannot wake him up.
Mm.
Sometimes we trust the person who is praying but doing nothing.
Mm.
Because remember, the prayer of faith, in other words, the prayer of faith says, after I have finished praying, I rise up and I take my CV and I apply and I keep on applying. I trust God and I keep on applying.
Yeah.
So sometimes it happens that we pray, both of us, we pray for 2 hours each day, but you go and you submit CVs. I don't submit CVs.
Yeah.
So it may happen that way as well, because now after we have prayed, we must rise up and act upon the prayer.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very, very important that when you're praying for a job, you know, you also exercise faith. You send that CV, and if they send you back and they say we regret to inform you that your application was answered, but you keep on sending CVs. You keep on trusting God and sending CVs without ceasing. You pray at the same time, but you also rise up and you're sending CVs.
So I just want to support what you're saying, Ruth. When we read in the book of Matthew 7:7, it said, continue to ask and you will give to you. Ne? Continue to search and you will find. Continue to knock and the door will open. Now, to add what you're saying is, to ever who have just listened to us now, who have just entered now, you somehow, maybe it is already 10 years now, praying for something and you don't get it. We want to say to you, you must not give up. What you do is, continue praying, continue searching. As Mahudi has mentioned, that you continue submitting your CVs. And when they tell you that no, there is no job, you go, even if they say there is no job, you enter there. You say that I want to submit my CV. Even if you see the board that is written, there is no job. But you continue to submit your CV, even if they wrote that. You see that it is written in the big numbers, they say there's no job. You continue submitting, and I believe that one day they will accept your CV.
In other words, God does not call on the person's power to pray, so to speak.
Mm.
In other words, God hears us.
Okay.
You already hear us.
Mm.
But we don't just need to pray, we also need to trust Him.
Okay.
We must trust in Him, we must hope in Him, we must believe in Him, and we must have faith in Him, and we must keep on trusting Him again and again, even though it seems as though things are not going according to the way we wish.
Mm.
Because those who wait upon the Lord, the Bible says they shall mount up with wings like eagles. It says they will run and they will not get weary. It says they will walk and they shall not be faint. So it's very important for us not to lose hope, to keep on trusting God, because Him who has promised is faithful.
Okay.
God is faithful.
Okay. So I think I will left with 2 minutes to close our show. Now, as I said, that there are a lot of things that we were continuing talking about from 6 o'clock until now I've been talking about those. It's too much. We haven't finished because I end up being saying also in the prayer we need the intercessors, because there was a Moses was one of the intercessors. He was able to intercede on behalf of the people. Elijah was an intercessor. Elisha was intercessor. Jeremiah was intercessor. The church that Peter was taking care of was intercessor. So I said that we need the intercessor in our days.
Amen. Very, very important, Murugwaka, because look, a hand washes another hand.
Yeah.
And when you wash another person's hand, your own hand also becomes washed. What I'm trying to say is that sometimes it works with intercession, where you, as you pray and you stand on the gap and you pray for somebody else, as you bless somebody else, you also become blessed. That is why the Bible says, I will bless those who bless you. So if I want to be blessed, I must begin to bless you. Because the Bible says, I will bless those who bless you. So, in other words, when I pray for you, God can answer not just your prayer, but my prayer as well. So you just touched a very important point, a very vital nerve there, the nerve of intercession. It's very, very important that we pray for others as well.
Okay. Okay. So I think, Muruti, we are signing off. I don't know if you have something that you want to say before I sign off. It has been awesome. So the time is 9:01. We are closing off. We're signing off. I don't know if there's something that you want to say before we sign off.
Just shortly, Murutuaka, thank you so very much for an opportunity. And to every listener that is listening right now, I want to say to you, let us keep on trusting God. Let us never give up. Let us keep on praying. Let us keep on, you know, there are different types of prayer. There is thanksgiving. You begin to thank Him for what He's already done. That's prayer. And number two, there is application, your request to be known to God. You know, number three, it's the prayer of intercession, as we have rightly spoken about. You know, if you pray for others. Number four, it's adoration, when you just begin to praise Him and give Him all the praise. You know, so all these four prayers are very important. And if you need to really touch God, pray your prayer with faith.
Okay.
Your faith, trusting that God is hearing what you are saying. Give it to Him, and He will answer, but not on our timing, on His timing.
Okay. I hear you, Maruti. So we are signing off. I want to say to our listener, we are in Lenasia on this coming Friday. We've been waiting for this day. The day is almost arriving. It has been awesome. So, and we thank God for what God has done into this show. As we were talking about prayer, I want to say to our listener, cheers, and I thank you, Maruti, for your time that you gave me tonight to join me in the show. It has been awesome. I thank you. Bye-bye, Maruti.
Yeah!
Yeah, so it is awesome. I'm saying bye-bye to you. I thank God. May God bless you and be with you. We're going to continue tomorrow. Stay blessed. Cheers. Bye-bye. I love you.